Just to remind you, if you've been here and not been here, and so you missed some of it, all our services are online, available either via audio or video, so you're welcome just to download it there. But I would really encourage you to download if you've missed some of these the last 4 weeks. I think we're in week four now. We do another one next week, and I'm actually contemplating about another message that God is placing in my spirit. That's maybe one of those features when when you watch a movie, at the end of the movie, sometimes they throw in all the parts that they didn't actually make part of the movie. So I might throw in something of that, depending on where the Lord is leading us. But just want to encourage you, listen to that, and it will probably just challenge you to grow into a deeper place and understanding of what is love. I do think that we have a one-sided view based upon our gifting necessarily, and we tend to gravitate towards that. So we will always tell people this is what love looks like, but allow the Spirit of God just to minister to you through other people and through the gifting that God has placed in us. So we started with Love is to Go. You'll notice there's a lot of them at the back there still, if you still want to know about that. But basically it comes down to the apostolic. It comes down to the fact that we want to go into our neighborhoods. I shared on that specific sermon. You'll notice as well there's a map at the back there with a lot of lighthouses stickers on there. So if you want to become part of that and you say, I want to be ambassador, I want to take my neighborhood, I want to take responsibility, spiritually speaking, for my neighborhood, for my street, and then I want you to sign up for that. We're going to send you a weekly reminder and some tips on that. And then we had a Love is to Know. We share more about the Word, of getting to know the Word. We've got some information about our Bible schools, and then some various short courses later this year. I think Pastor Carl spoke about Love is to Share. Last week, and we've already mentioned about the men's camp and several other outreaches, Korichas, Rundu, etc. later on this year. And I really encourage you, also by the way, Carol and Dieter and all the guys in that home cell, I really want to commend you for your faithfulness in this. You know, I was standing there at the back and listening to this testimony, and I want to say to you, I've got no hand in that. But the beauty of that is that something out of a cell group, of a home group, and that's why you need to be part of that, and I promote that as well, that out of that something beautiful was born. For 2 years now they've been running that. You know, sometimes God gives us a seed and we start watering that seed, and listen to what they were saying. You know, they were planning just to do it this way, and then this thing starts growing and you almost don't know what to do with that. Then you know it's from God. You know? And I really want to commend you. And all of us, there must be a place where we flow out. We're not just receiving, but we give back into the community, into the lost world out there. So there are many other things that we are doing at the moment, but get involved, and we're going to speak on that next week on Love is to Care, and how you can get involved in terms of our cell groups and become part of the family in such a sense. That is personally my passion, to see that all of us get to that place where we slot into a smaller group, where we can share our hearts, where we can receive. And then today, hopefully have all of you received one of these. Love is to Speak. Okay. Once you looked at that, put that away. Please don't let that distract you. It's got all the prayer dates on. Every Tuesday morning, 5:30 at church. Every Wednesday morning, 10:30 at church. And then Sunday mornings, 8 o'clock. That's happening during the week. Then apart from that, there are some other major or bigger prayer events. One before the men's camp. We're going to have a prayer and fast and a half-night prayer and so on later on this year as well. One we haven't got on there is another intercession workshop that's going to be from somebody international that's coming here to do a whole weekend on intercession. Personally, because I believe I've received a word there from the Lord around this area that's going to unlock a lot of stuff here for many of us. But take that with you. Today, we plan to get you to fill that in, but I sense that the Lord wanted me to redirect the way I planned this initially, especially with this, because we would have... ask you, reminded you of these things, but you can take it with you to home, because I believe what God wants to do is stronger than the opinion and the persuasion of man. Paul actually wrote and he said, you know, my speech and preaching did not come to you in persuasive words of human wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and the power, you know. And we sense something like that in the first service, that God wanted to do something in a deeper level this morning in our midst. So with that being said, I just want to remind you and warn you as well that you've been set up this morning by the Almighty God, set up for an encounter with Him. And you possibly wonder what's happening next. And I know when we come to church, we often have this sense of expectation. What's the next thing that's going on? Is He going to share something? Is He going to say something? And then He's going to, and then we almost sit and wait for that anticipation. But this morning, nothing else, the only thing that's going to happen, God's going to minister to you. That's all. Let me go back a few steps. This weekend, past weekend, I was in Windhoek and I was ministering there on Sunday. And so I stayed there. I stayed on till Tuesday as I was meeting with the leaders there. But on Monday night, I was just, and we were having a lot of discussions about the kingdom, you know. And sometimes when I have meetings like that, I just can't sleep after that. It's like my whole mind goes like that. Thursday night after the elders meeting, I just had to go and be quiet for a moment with God and just say, God, okay, I breathe in you almost in a way. Because you stir so much in the spiritual realm that your mind is just so alert. You can't sleep. And that was on Monday night as well. And my mind is already for starting to prepare. God, what do you want to say to us on Sunday? We know we want to speak about the intercession, about prayer, about love is to speak, the prophetic. And you start thinking about scripture. You meditate upon that. Now, I was lying there and I just couldn't sleep. I get up and now, okay, wouldn't help just lying there and trying to sleep and force yourself and count the sheep and you start again and you count sheep again. I don't know if you'd done that when you did that, but it didn't work this time. So I knew, get up and do what you need to do. But anyway, long story short, I sensed the Lord said, I want to do something different on Sunday. But maybe let me go a few more steps further back. Towards the end of last year, maybe I've shared this with you as well. In September, I received a word from the Lord that changed my life, that I'm still carrying with me and I'm still working on, and I want us to move with that. But it's such a word that's so, in such a way, so heavy and not so simplified as we think it is, or so simple as we think it is. And it's this, we were sitting there, I remember, as a pastor, we were leaving, and just before we left, all of us were encouraged just to see God for a word before we go home, back to all our different towns. You know, when you get a word of God, sometimes it carries you for months and years sometimes, because you're waiting for that to be fulfilled. You're waiting for God to do the fullness of that, you know. And my word that I sensed God was saying to me, he said, Yaku, the change that will come after this will not come through your lips, it will come from my presence. You know what, it's a word that you realize, okay, God, I have to reconsider my contribution. I have to really see how we're going to go forward, but it's also an invitation. And I think that the whole word, the presence of God, that just struck me. All love and respect, you know, towards what we had, but I do sense, and I've sensed it over and over, that God is calling us to that place of come up higher. Come up higher. There's a place in me that God wants all of us to experience. So coming fast forward that on Monday night, wrestling with God, and then God said, I don't want you, and this is the thing, I've never done this in the 7 years that I've been here. I've always come here prepared with a sermon. I've had Sundays where I didn't preach because I sensed the Holy Spirit said, put that aside, even though you're prepared. You're excited about the Word of God. I don't know about you, but you know when you preach, when that's in your being, that thing lives inside of you. It's like Jeremiah said, I was weary of holding his word back, shut up on my bones, but I could not. And that's sometimes the struggle you have when you stand here. You just want to let go of that because there's so much there when you spend with him. But anyway, this time I sense that the Lord said, no, I don't want you to prepare anything. I want you to step aside. And here's the thing, what I sense God wants to do and all I want to do this morning is just to facilitate you into that presence, into that place where God wants to minister to you. I want you to close your eyes wherever you are right now. Don't look around. I just want you to listen to what God wants to say right now. Because I'm going to pray a prayer in a moment. I'm going to put up a scripture there. Because I believe God can say this morning so much more with one scripture than what I can do with the whole sermon. He's the only one this morning, the Holy Spirit's got the capacity, the ability this morning to strike a few chords of your heart. To know exactly where you are right now, each one individually. He's the one with one scripture to strike certain parts, knowing which strings to pull to minister to those deepest parts of your heart. And by the way, he's inviting all of us to that place of his presence. There's a place of overflowing. There's a place of abundance that Christ is inviting us to get into that place. It's by invitation this morning. It's not by command. And therefore, I believe that's why God had to tell me, step aside. Because what God wants to do in your life this morning is bigger than Yaku. It's bigger than the church. It's bigger than shofar. It's bigger than when we've left there would be something that we can rise up. There would be something that we can start today. And I believe there's a shift in the spirit that's taking place, not only in your spiritual life this morning, but in the spiritual life of this church. There's a dramatic shift that's going to take place. And it's not going to come through the encouragement of man, so that no man can say it's by us. And I believe that's why God said, step aside. We are called to bring our part. We are called to serve. We are called to bring our contribution. And it's beautiful, and it's something all of us have to grow into, where you need to bring something to the table. But that, put that aside for a moment, because the Holy Spirit wants to minister this morning to us. And while every eye is closed, I just sense that God is saying, I want to minister to you. I want to call you to that place. So I want you to forget about me. Forget about the person right next to you. In a moment, I want you to forget about what should happen now, because nothing's going to happen now, just the Spirit of God. An undiluted Word of God. If I'm trying to interpret that, I'm going to possibly ruin what God wants to say in your life this morning, or to you. Because I'm going to try and interpret it the way I see it. And I might stand in the way of what the Holy Spirit wants to do in your life. But the Lord gave me the scripture. You can open your eyes. Can we get it up there? Very well-known scripture. Then if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and restore their land. My eyes will be open and my ears attentive to every prayer made in this place. Let's close our eyes for a moment again. Here's what we're going to do for a moment. We're not having the normal church. If you visited here, or you're not the second time you're visiting, you wonder why is it different this morning. I want you just to relax. Because we're just going to allow the Holy Spirit just to minister to each one of us. My prayer is that you would connect with God this morning. My prayer is that you would ask God, God, what are you saying to me this morning about this scripture? Are there certain changes? I'm not going to interpret that for you. But I do believe that God is inviting all of us to that place. A place of humbling ourselves. A place where He utters or He offers an invitation to us. No growth that I've ever experienced in my life with Christ has come without a sacrifice. Every time He's invited me to a place that meant I had to put something aside. I had to leave what I was busy with. I had to make a decision willfully to sacrifice certain things to get to that place. And I've recently started with my own prayer life, revisiting that and say, God, that was good up to now, but I'd really sense that you're doing something new. I can just testify from my own place. And, you know, I've started with various other people, started praying corporately and say, God, there must be more, there must be more, there must be more. And God has taken me beyond church borders. God has taken me to brothers and in Christ outside our church borders, where we can pray together and we can just share this burden together and say, God, we want to see that this town is saved, that this nation is changed. But it starts at home. It starts with where we are. So I want to ask you, just where you are, you can pray to God right now, but I want you to meditate upon the scripture. Don't miss the moment in God's presence this morning. Don't miss that moment when God wants to minister to you through this scripture this morning. Men, I don't know what God is saying to you, but ask Him this morning. Don't become uncomfortable, that's fine. Nothing needs to happen right now. I'm going to step aside now and I'm just going to allow you just to connect with Him. If you feel comfortable to stand and just lift your hands and just pray, I don't know. But somewhere we must break that expectation of man and what people think about us and are we so still alive. But right now it's a moment in God's presence. I couldn't care about what's happening right now. It's just you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I want to have your eye closed. My friend, I do not want to manipulate you. I don't want to encourage you. I want you to respond to what you sense God is saying to you. I don't want you even to share the detail with me. But you know that you know. I sense there's some of us, you are in a, there's a spiritual hibernation that took place, especially in this crowd here this morning. Maybe some of us. But I hear these words in the spirit, rise up, rise up, rise up. You know that you know that you're not operating at your spiritual capacity, what God has placed inside of you. Whatever that might be, I don't know what God wants to release for you. But I sense God is saying, rise up, rise up. Maybe just as a sign of acknowledgement. I'm not going to ask you afterwards to come to the front. I'm not going to ask you about the detail unless you want to share. But that's up to you, because I do believe that real men take responsibility, or sons and women and the lady in the kingdom of God, that we take responsibility for what God is asking us to do, for where He's planted us, for what He's placed inside of us. Nobody can check up on you. That's real responsibility, to get to that place of maturity in Christ and say, Lord, it's between me and you. You've asked me and I'll walk with this. I'll run with this. I'll take ownership of that. But I believe it starts with prayer. I believe we need to get to that place, and I don't want to preach on that. I'm really, really trying not to go to that. But I do want to pray one prayer this morning, if that's for us saying this morning, Lord, I hear your voice that says, rise up. Lord, I identify with that. There's more. There's more that you want to release. There's more inside that you read. Just wherever you are, if you hear that voice this morning, rise up. I want you to stand wherever you are. We're just going to pray for a moment, and then we're going to sit down, and we're just going to continue the Holy Spirit to minister to us. Wherever you are, you hear that voice this morning, rise up. Rise up, Lord. We thank you right now. Your Spirit is ministering, Father, to many this morning, Father. There's a hidden potential in so many here this morning, Lord, that you say, rise up. Rise up. O daughter of God, O son of God. O Father, we thank you this morning, Father, that what is hidden will not be hidden anymore, Lord. Father, what no man can bring forth, only you can bring forth, Father. The deepest desires that you've placed inside of it. Father, we pray this morning that heaven and earth will collide right now, Lord. This is a Kairos moment, and this is a divine time in our lives, Father. There are certain dreams, there are certain things, Father, certain commands, there are certain things, certain seed, Lord, that's lying barren right now in our lives, Lord. And this morning I speak life over that, Father. I say, no more, Father, will the seed be there, Lord, under the ground, Lord, not being watered. From this day forward, Father, we thank you that we can speak life over that. We speak, Father, that your water, that the rain of your Holy Spirit will come upon that seed. Father, we thank you. We speak germination over that seed. We say in Jesus' name, grow, grow, grow in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, right now, Lord, that you are doing a work beyond what we can see. Father, I think about your word in Isaiah 43 that says it already started. You set us up, Father, for this time, for this morning, Father. But Father, we do not want to do anything apart from your Spirit. And from bowing the knee first, Lord. Acknowledging, Lord, that our strength comes from you. You may take your seats for a moment. Father, I thank you. What's about to happen here in this church from here onwards, Father, is bigger than what the man can hold together, Lord. I see it like yeast that's just growing and growing and growing, and we will not be able to hold it together, because it's your Spirit that's moving, Father. It's your Spirit that's starting to stir in our hearts, Father, placing a deeper desire, Father, to commune with you, to get down on your knees, to get into a corporate place of prayer and say, God, we want to pray this through till we see this happening, Father. We are earnestly, earnestly desiring to see more of that, Father. We come and speak against the old life, Father, that so often the cares of this world, Father, the deceitfulness of riches, Father, that's drawing our attention away this morning. Father, thank you that you restore our eyesight. I think about your word in Revelation, Lord, that you counsel us to come and buy from you gold, refined gold, Lord. Father, thank you that we can exchange that, Father, that's got so much more value than anything that this world can offer us, Father. Thank you this morning for the invitation, Father, that you invite us to come and buy from the eyes of, Lord, that you want an ointment that you want to put on our eyes, Father. Jesus, I speak it over every person this morning in this place, that our sight will change from this day onwards, Lord. And Father, I know in days to come, we will not even, we're going to start and interpret what we are seeing. We're going to, things are going to be different. And I want to warn you that that what's happening here this morning is going to change. Your eyesight is busy changing because God is changing that. The way you look at stuff, the way you interpret certain things that's been happening to you. If you've just opened up to Him and just say, Lord, whatever. It's amazing what He can do. Father, where my words fall short this morning, I thank you, Holy Spirit, that you continue to minister. Jesus, we bless you. I want you to swear, or just maybe just to thank Him. Thank Him for what He's about to do. Thank Him for what is about to come. Real faith is when you start thanking Him for things that hasn't happened yet. Some of you need to start doing that. You need to start, get out of that place and start thanking Him. Oruma. We thank you, Jesus. Oruma, yeah. You're giving us hope. Kosuruma.